Hello, flyers. Ready for takeoff? I'd like to encourage you to fly by faith and not by sight. Why fly and not live or walk or whatever your Bible translation says? Because to fly is to rise above our limited view and see through God's eyes. To fly is to be free. We have a special guest here on the show today. Philip Wilder is a missionary who's traveled to 30 countries and spent 2 years doing missions work in the Middle East. He now writes to encourage young men to see the life of an adventure God has placed for those who walk faithfully with him. Philip has a blog and a podcast that you can find on his website, www.philipwilder.com. I met Philip on Instagram, actually. I found a picture that said he was a finalist for the Genesis Award, which is an award for pre-published Christian authors. So I told him, hey, congratulations. And he said, oh, that was from last year. So my bad. But as I was looking at his website, one part that really stuck out to me, and I just want to read it here. It says, I desire to see everyone honestly pray. Lead me as you desire. I trust you and I'm willing to go wherever and do whatever you want me to do. Philip's desire is so similar to the themes in this podcast and in my own speculative fiction that I'm writing. I am excited that God's brought to both of our attentions the similar ideas about faith over fear and how we're both writing about it through fiction. It's the best way to do it. So Philip, welcome to Fly By Faith.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Great. So can you tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. Well, you summed me up pretty well there. I work with a ministry called the Great Commission Alliance, and ultimately we travel around and equip churches and believers in evangelism and discipleship. So that's my main passion, but along those lines also is just a passion to reach the unreached. So people who have never heard the gospel before. So those are my main passions, but also writing fiction comes right alongside all of that. I love writing stories that capture both of those essences and really truly portrays the wildness of Christianity or the wildness of the Christian walk.
I love that too. I love that picture of just the Christian walk being a wild kind of adventure. And I think you kind of said it, part of it right there too, but do you want to add anything else about why do you write?
I mean, my ultimate vision is to see the unreached be reached. But in order for them to be reached, they can't go to a local church because there are none. They can't go to their Christian friends because they don't have any. They can't even go online because either they don't have the internet, it's restricted, or there's no resources in their language. So the only way for them to ever hear the gospel is if people go. Now, I'm not going to assume that everyone is called to go. So my vision and passion for writing is to help believers live adventurous and Christ-filled lives through wild steps of faith. And ultimately, that comes down to following Christ and whatever he calls you to do. I think to quite a few, he will call people to go. But to others, he'll call them to stay and make a difference where they're at. And so ultimately, that's between them and Christ, not me and them. So I'm not going to try and coerce someone into going. But hopefully with my writing, I can portray what it means to follow Christ in this sort of way and live this sort of adventure by just constantly walking in dependence and faith and seeking Christ with every single decision.
Even just thinking while you're sharing that, how much we can do just walking across the street or even just where God wants to plant us in our neighborhood, or maybe it's even across seas. You know, we don't always know, but we do know that we can depend on Christ and he's going to lead us. And I just love that Jesus is the answer to it. Jesus is always the answer. That's so great. So what's one important message that God's put on your heart even lately?
Yeah, you know, I've been burdened with this for a long time. Back when I was younger, about the age of 15, I spent a lot of time playing video games. And, you know, there's some video games that I'm glad I spent time playing. But after that season, I started realizing all this time that I spend on these games amounts to absolutely nothing. Yes, I love playing them because I want the sort of adventure and the sort of meaning and just this higher calling in a sense. You know, that's what every single video game has in its core DNA. Otherwise, it's not going to be fun. But I realized all of that has absolutely no significance in this world. And as I started thinking about it and praying about it, I realized there's a reason why myself and guys, and I'm not going to assume it's just guys, most girls as well too, have a desire to make a difference, to join a bigger cause, and to step out in adventure. And I started realizing, if we have this desire, there has to be a reason why we have this desire. God doesn't just give us desires that he doesn't plan to fulfill. I mean, there are some desires that he might not fulfill, but desires like that, he gives us a desire for food because there's food, you know? He makes us grow hungry because we need food, or thirst because there's water. And so a lot of desires won't be fulfilled until eternity, but desires like this, he's called us to the Great Commission. And you don't really see that in other religions. Other religions, it's all about being good enough to get to heaven, but we've already got heaven because of what Jesus did. So then what is the purpose of our faith about? Well, walking with God in an adventurous life, which is playing our parts in the Great Commission, going out and making disciples of all nations. And it really is exciting. I mean, I've been walking this sort of life for, I guess, 10 years now. And I mean, yeah, I've been to 30 countries. Not that that's a definition of adventure, but whenever we're dependent upon Christ and letting him call the shots, life is an adventure because we have no idea where we're going to go or what's going to end up happening. And who better than Christ to call the shots in our lives, because he knows ultimately what we want and he knows what the future holds if we follow him.
Yeah, well said. I keep thinking too about even just, and I think I was a little bit like this as a teen as well, just that idea that if God calls me, what does that mean? I have to leave everything behind and, you know, leave my friends and family and go move across the world. And that's scary. And I think that can be a tendency to think that way, or, oh, I don't want to ask God to send me wherever he wants to because I'm afraid of what he's going to answer. And I think that can be a common kind of thought or thought process that goes through a lot of people's heads. But one thing that you're bringing up too that I just love is that sense of God's adventure is never going to be a fearful one. I mean, yes, maybe there's moments where we're afraid, but if we are obeying where God has called us to, his spirit is with us. You know, there's no need to be afraid of that, right? And so even just walking in that adventure and in that calling is, yes, maybe there's fearful times, but we're confident and know that if Christ is calling us, that he's going to be right there with us. And it is the best thing, that kind of adventure. So I love that. I love how we can actually live that. It's not just for all those heroes that we read about or watch about. You know, it's for us. And it's so much bigger than that too, because God's involved. So that's great, Philip. And I just want to ask you one more question here. How can I and my listeners too, who are hearing this and want to pray, how can we pray for your writing, your podcasting, blogging, speaking, missions, all of the above, all your ministries? How can we be praying for you?
Good question. I guess a great prayer would be that I wouldn't get caught up in the tasks to do. Or the task to accomplish, but instead my focus would be on serving God, writing exactly what he's called me to write, and having a focus as well too of just encouraging and helping other believers grow in their faith and take these adventurous and wild steps of faith. So it's so easy, yeah, to get caught up in the writing, to get caught up in, well, I need to do it this way, I need to do it that way. But ultimately, it all comes down to, well, what does God desire? Maybe he will call you to break the norms and do something that is very uncommon. Additionally, you can pray for the books that I'm working on right now. I'm working on a singleness book with a friend of mine. And so That's where I'm spending most of my time. And so just prayers again that we would write it to truly encourage and just come alongside Christian singles. And the other book I'm working on kind of comes alongside with what you were just talking about there, the idea of not needing to fear. And there's no situation in this life in which we are called to fear, because God is there in all situations. And so that's kind of the topic of the book. Even if you're stranded on another planet by yourself, that is still not a case where we need to fear, because God is right there with us, like what you were just saying. So you're going to be praying for all those things and just be praying that God opens the right doors. I'd love to get these books published, but that has to happen in God's timing.
Yeah, we can believe for that. And God knows all of that timing too. And he's so good to fulfill what he's calling you to, even in the area of writing. Philip, I have a verse I'd like to share with you, and then I'm going to pray for you. And listeners, if you feel that this verse is for you, just let me know. I would love to hear from you. Hebrews 11:7. Listen in. It was by faith that Noah built an ark to save his family from the flood. He obeyed God, who warned him about something that had never happened before. By his faith, he condemned the rest of the world and was made right in God's sight. Philip, my thought for you with this verse is that God is delighted that you obeyed his calling. And even when others may have seen it as crazy or too dangerous, right? But by your faith in the work of Jesus in your life, you've been made right in God's sight. And that is a really good thing. So let me pray for you first, and then you can pray after me for whatever's on your heart. Jesus, I just thank you for the willing spirit in Philip that would say, yes, Lord, I'm here and I'll follow where you lead. I pray that Philip would receive vision for where you want him next. And even just the projects that he's mentioned, the book that he's working on about singleness, even the fear that can come up with all of that, whether it's writing or other things that you're calling him to. I pray that as he raises young men up to follow your calling, that he would see fruit in his work. That as he builds his ark, that it would be for your glory and your power that will be displayed through him. You know, Noah may have built the boats, but you, Lord, brought the waters and redeemed Noah and his family. It's you, Lord, who save your people. And I pray that people would be drawn to the work of Philip's hands, that young men would find safety in you, Jesus, as he speaks about the adventure that awaits us and when we say yes to you. Call young men to build arks, God. Whatever way that is, whatever it looks like, I pray there would be no fear as you call young men. That place where there's the stepping out in faith and doing what you're asking, no matter how foolish it may look to other people. I ask for that in Jesus' name.
Yeah, Father, I just thank you for that verse. What a beautiful verse. You called Noah to this work 100 years before the problem would arise that you've already set him on the course to solve. And you do that so many times in each of our lives. You start us down a course that just seems absurd. But you're preparing us and having us get to work on a problem that has yet to arise, because that's just how you work, Father. You are outside of time. You know things before they'll happen. And Father, I just pray for all the young women and young men who are listening to this podcast right now that they would learn to trust you fully. I know it's easy to think that we trust you, but I pray that they would learn a new level of trust, a deeper level of trust in you, knowing that they can trust you with their relationships, with their finances, with their future, with their education, whatever it might be, Father, that they would lay it all before you, that they would ask you if it is your will, if it is what you're calling them to do, and if it's not, that they would give up whatever it is, even if it's something so near and dear to their heart, and just trust you and go where you're calling them to go and do what you're calling them to do and just lay it all in your hands, Father. I pray too that you would help them all to believe that there is a life full of adventure and meaning and purpose, transforming lives and helping the lost come to know you and discipling and building up younger believers to walk with you more faithfully and diligently. And I pray that they wouldn't assume that this calling is for others, but that they would take it personally to recognize that they themselves can make a difference, a big difference as well too, an eternal difference. Father, there's nothing better in this life to do. And so I pray that you would also help them to see that, that all these other things that the world throws at us, that it will all mean absolutely nothing when we die and pass on into eternal life. Mm-hmm. I pray that they would set their vision on eternity, that they would see just how beautiful it is and how wonderful it is, that they would desire that above all else, other than desiring you and a closer relationship with you. So I pray that those two things would be the fuel behind their faith and the fuel behind their actions as well too, and that they would orient their life around making you known and building up treasures in heaven by reaching out to the lost around them. Mm-hmm. Father, there's such a bright future in store for every single young man and young woman listening to this right now, and I just pray that you would help them to see that and help them believe it, that there can be more as they step out in faith to follow you and draw close to you in relationship. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Philip, thank you so much for joining me. It's been a pleasure to have you here, and even just to hear your heart, it's great.
Yeah, it's been such a joy being here as well too. Thank you for inviting me, and I'm excited to see what God's going to do through this podcast.